Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
That's right. Just when you thought it was safe to get back into the water, and by water I mean a wrestling internet radio show, Johnny Danger is back on Georgia Wrestling Now, and you have no one to blame but Jonathan Williams.
That's right. Well, Johnny Danger, I had fun with you last week, and you said you were available again this week, so it kind of made it easy for me. So for the time being, Johnny Danger is the co-host of Georgia Wrestling Now, along with me from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, Jonathan Williams. And let's see, you did a bit of wrestling over the weekend, and you got some stuff coming up, so you'll have probably just as much to talk about as tonight's guest.
Yeah, it was the first Open Door Championship wrestling event at the First Methodist Church in Decatur, and it was a pretty big success. I was happy with it.
Yeah, I was wondering, is your concussion contagious? Because I didn't quite understand why you and your tag team partner Matt Sexcells, whose birthday happens to be today, you eliminated yourself from the Battle Royal on Saturday, and it looked like he was not going to do the same thing, and then he followed you right out of the ring. So is there some explanation to that?
I mean, basically, we lasted to the very end of the Battle Royal. We knocked everybody down in the ring, and when we realized nobody could compete with us, we didn't think it was fair to, you know, risk a serious injury to anyone else. And believe me, I know what it's like to deal with a serious injury. So, you know, we did the brotherly thing. We shook hands, we hugged, and we eliminated each other, or ourselves, rather.
All right.
But the best part about that was I got to throw Quasiman Disco in the ring to take my place.
You did, and he didn't fare too well in there.
No, he didn't.
Well, that was a pretty fun show. I saw a lot of people that I am not familiar with. I guess they were from CCW, which is a Florida-based promotion that last week's guest, Fred Avery, is somehow affiliated with. And he was such a nice guy on the show, but he wasn't so nice on Saturday, was he?
No, it was kind of nice when me and Matt beat him and his protege, Adrian Armour, to retain the PWR tag team titles, though.
True. And then, of course, we also saw Supernatural retain the PCW title over Brian Blaze. Marco Polo, who was a crowd favorite there, defeated Simon Sermon. What else was there? I was impressed with I didn't catch her full name, but Aja, I think you know her.
Yeah, it was Aja Pereira against Grundy.
Yeah. Aja, I know, is fairly new to the wrestling scene, but she looks like she's got a lot of potential.
Yeah, I believe that was the first match for both of those ladies. And, of course, they're recent graduates of the PCW Training Academy, and there could be big things in both their futures. That promotion's turned out some pretty big stars.
Speaking of, Fred Avery mentioned that there would be a new trainer announced, and I understand there was on Thursday. Is that something you're allowed to talk about here?
I got two words for everybody. Jay Fury.
Oh, of course. Well, anybody who's seen PCW pretty much ever should know who Jay Fury is, and it's good to hear he's back in the fold.
Yeah, I think the kids will be in good hands.
Yeah, well, tonight's guests, we've got a couple of guys that we had one of these guys on, I believe, a few weeks ago when you were on as a guest as well.
That's right.
And at the time, he was calling in to try to get votes for his campaign, his TNA Gut Check campaign. He made it to, I believe, the Final Four. And I don't think he ended up winning, but his name is Dab Savage, and he is part of Showtime Wrestling in Albany, Georgia, which I do not hear much about, so it'll be good to hear from him, as well as Johnny Romano, who's also a big part of that promotion. And then later in the show, we're going to talk to Rick Michaels, who everyone should know. He's got a big match this weekend, this Saturday, at Peach State Wrestling Alliance. And then, of course, he's back at PWR the following weekend, and he's still pretty much everywhere in the Georgia wrestling scene. NWA Atlanta occasionally pops up at PCW still. So he's always got plenty to talk about as well, so it should be a fun show. But how are things with you, Johnny? How's your concussion? Are you feeling any better? Did your match, you had a couple matches on Saturday, did you feel any negative effects from that?
Not really. Lucky for me, Matt Sells, he's my best friend. He's the best tag partner I've ever had. He's pretty understanding about the whole thing, and he's willing to do the lion's share of the work right now. As we stated last time I was on the show, PCW will no longer let me compete for them. I'm pursuing various legal and medical avenues to continue competing elsewhere. Really, the only reason I was able to do Open Door was that contract was signed well in advance of my injury. And with PWR making their big comeback on the 25th, that's something I'm taking very seriously. Obviously, they need all the help they can get. There's been some roster shakeups. Everybody knows that, and I'm not about to just bail on them. But, we're going to have to see what the future holds.
All right. Well, we should be hearing from our first guest any minute now. But until then, did you attend or hear about any other wrestling shows over the weekend? I didn't make it out to anything else.
The one thing I did hear that I found interesting was we've got a new heavyweight champion in Anarchy, and I do mean heavyweight because I'm talking about Jeter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he beat Jeremy Vane to win that title, and take it from me, Jeter is a hard man to wrestle a championship away from.
Yeah, well, he has you've definitely spent plenty of time in the ring with him, and I know he's also got I think he has a UIW title shot this Saturday, or that may have happened at their last show, but he seems to be, much like Bobby Moore and a few other people, he's in contention for pretty much every title around, and so it's actually good to hear that he got that, even though he hasn't been the nice guy to us.
I think he's got a street fight with Bull Buchanan coming up for the UIW title, and wouldn't surprise me if he adds that belt to his collection, too.
Yeah, and then I'm guessing you're going to have another run-in with him. You were scheduled to wrestle him on Saturday, weren't you? You and it was supposed to be him and Brian Blaze.
I believe that was the original plan, but right, but once the Anarchy title match was signed, of course, the man has his priorities. He will still get his rematch against us, and I'm saying my prayers already for that one.
Well, and congratulations, Jeter.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, who knows, the rematch could happen the 25th in the National Guard Armory in Gainesville when PWR returns, but I kind of hope not.
Yeah, if you're lucky, he'll get preoccupied with all these other matches and kind of forget about that, maybe.
That would be just fine with me. And then,
of course,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, much like the Rock and Roll Models now have more than two members, the fraternity also has other members, so I guess someone like Marco could fill in for him or something like that.
Yeah, that wouldn't mean an easy night. I mean, Marco, he's one of the most dangerous men I've been in the ring with, and something tells me he wouldn't hesitate to hit me with that last look kick to the head, and that would probably be the last time you saw me ever. Why are you laughing, Jonathan? That's serious.
Well, yeah, I mean, within your current state, I guess that wouldn't be a funny thing.
No, not at all.
That was nervous laughter. I'm concerned for you.
All right, I forgive you. And then, of course, this Saturday is a another fine edition of Platinum Championship Wrestling in Porterdale. And I'm starting to get a handle on what this whole Johnny Danger time thing I've been hearing in my head might be.
Yeah, you want to talk about that a little bit?
I don't know that I can. You may just have to show up and find out.
All right. Well, I will definitely try to be there. There are many wrestling options on Saturday, as we've already mentioned, but I guess that one starts a little earlier than the others, doesn't it?
6 o'clock. And, of course, the big main event will be Siler Cross and Supernatural for the Unified PCW Empire Championship. And something I neglected to mention last time I was on the show is we had a big return in PCW, and that's Casey Kincaid.
Oh, when was he there at the last show, or is he coming for this one?
Yeah, he showed up completely unannounced at the last show. Seems like he's resumed his one-man war, and I do not want to be in his way. That is a scary man.
Who did he face at the last show?
He didn't face anybody. He just ran into the ring with a screwdriver. And certainly made his presence felt, got on the microphone and put the fear of God into everybody in the building.
I don't think we've seen him in PCW since Sacred Ground last year, have we?
No, that's exactly right. It was September 29th when he faced Fred Yehi and Jay Fury at Sacred Ground. And like you said, it's the first time we've seen him since.
Well, he's also been busy elsewhere. He was a tag team champion at UIW before, of course, the Empire left and showed up the next week at Peach State, so I'm sure Rick Michaels can fill us in a little bit on that, but he has been wrestling elsewhere, but it's an interesting development for PCW as well, so all the more reason to come out this Saturday and see what happens. But speaking of this Saturday, I believe we've got our first two guests, Dab Savage and Johnny Romano, who will both be in action at Showtime Wrestling in Albany, Georgia. How are you guys tonight?
I'm chewing a piece of chicken. Hold on. I'm doing good, though. How are you?
Doing okay. I had some chicken earlier, actually.
Yeah. I had a pretty rough eating a couple weeks, so if I'm gonna slip into the old spandex come Saturday, I got to get back on the grilled chicken for at least the next 4 days or so.
Well, Dab.
This is Dab, by the way.
Right. I remember. I recognize your voice. We talked to you a couple months ago, I guess it was, and at the time you were competing for the TNA Gut Check, and I don't think you won, did you?
No, I didn't.
What did you end up, did you end up moving up at all?
I got third. I was number one in the U.S., number three overall.
There's been a little bit of controversy, I guess you'd say, about that whole contest. I've heard some people saying it's rigged or it's a work or whatever. What do you have any insight on that?
Yeah, it was for sure a work. I don't use my mouth for certain things and don't kiss ass the way some people do. And, I'm cool with that. I'd rather have some self-respect than be one of those boys. So,
right.
I don't really watch wrestling anyways on any level, but definitely that pretty much puts a kind of a bad taste in my mouth for TNA. And, you know, I've been reading some of the stuff that they've got going on now and the cuts they've made, and they're bringing in UFC fighters from 2003. And so, I mean, their direction doesn't really seem to be going that well anyways, so.
Well, a lot of the roster cuts as of late have been former TNA Gut Check winners and participants, so honestly, I don't know how much good it would have done you to win.
Yeah, well, you know, it would have probably nothing, but it would have given everybody who gets into wrestling, you know, you got all the guys around certain areas that, oh, man, you're a mark, you're a mark, I travel, you're a mark. Thing is, you know, I got into professional wrestling, not because I wanted to be a badass in Leroy's gym, or I wanted to get sponsored by Bob's Tire and Plugs, or I wanted to be a champion in the nicest indoor flea market in the area. I got into wrestling because, you know, I wanted to be a star on TV, and I still do. I don't care about wrestling. I want to be on. I want to be a star. And a TNA gut check would have made me a bunch of money. And would I have gotten retired? No. But would I have gotten to be that to get that one chance to wrestle on TV in front of however many viewers I get? Yeah. And that was the only thing. I was looking for more for a one and done. I could say I did that on TV thing than I was thinking that I was going to start my retirement fund.
Right.
Well, you guys both are part of Showtime Wrestling, which we don't hear a whole lot about, at least here in Atlanta.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about that promotion. I know Velvet Jones wrestles there, but and both of you guys. But
well,
who else?
When he shows up.
He's on the poster.
Yeah, he was on two posters. It doesn't really mean a lot. Nice guy, though. Johnny, you want to talk about? I feel like I've been talking a lot. You want to kind of give a little rundown of Showtime?
I'm letting you do your thing. Well, I mean, we've been running for about a year now, and Dad basically pulled it together, and I'm just like the behind-the-scenes guy. I mean,
he's the Johnny Ace, guys.
Yeah, I'm the Johnny Ace. So if you get the phone call from me, you usually get an axe. You know, we are drawing consistently, you know, good crowds, and, you know, we don't really follow the wrestling bubble. We do what we think that the fan would like, not what – you know, the boys would like. We don't follow the status quo. We are your anti-wrestling fed. So, or actually, it'd probably be what you grew up watching. I mean, we do stuff that we would think that, hey, if we were 10 years old, and we don't cater to the one percenters, as we call it. We cater to the family of five, and it seems to be working. So.
And you guys are sometimes a tag team, right? Or
yeah, we've been tagging since 2010, man.
I would say, well, even if we have, let's say we've been looking fine since 2009.
What's the name of your tag team?
The Hype.
The Hype, okay. But this Saturday, you both have singles matches. Looks like, Johnny, you're taking on Bam Stone. Isn't that the... That's the big guy with, like, the tattoo down his spine, isn't he?
Yeah, that's him in a nutshell, yeah.
Well, I remember
the guy with tattoos.
He recently made his Rampage pro wrestling debut, so they were posting a lot of pictures, and he looks quite intimidating.
I think Johnny's got him, though. I think you can take him there, Johnny.
I think I can, man. I mean, I know... I don't have a lot. I don't only have one tattoo, and I don't have a shaved head, and you know, I don't have this really cool goatee or nothing. But I'm gonna do my best. You know, I don't look like that status quo wrestler that is every single guy that has ever been a wrestler. But you know, I'm gonna do my best.
Oh goodness!
Hopefully that don't catch me. Again, we're all
I hate to break the old kayfabe bubble, but you know, we're actually all friends. Whoops.
What?
I'm actually I'm going against the grain. I know the probably not. I'm actually teaming up with a local lawyer here in town, and we will be. He's never actually wrestled before, but we are going to take on two guys, you know, to battle for Albany and, you know, fight for the good life city. So I look at it as it's a lower level Hulk Hogan and Jay Leno match. And again, you know, I know that Johnny likes to use that word status quo a good bit, and it does kind of go against the grain of what you're told you're supposed to do in wrestling. But he's already sold like 50 tickets, which is actually more than most indie shows sell completely. So, hey, it might not be popular and may not be cool, but if it sells tickets, I really don't give a shit. Yeah.
Well, and that's our whole point anyway, because, like, these top feds, and I'm not going to name anything, but whatever you want to say, the top fed around, how many are they drawing? You know, what's a packed house? 75? 110? If you call that a packed house, then something's going on.
Yeah, our goal with Showtime Wrestling is, you know, we try to keep it a very cool, you know, ego-free locker room where everybody gets along. And, you know, I've been wrestling not as long as Johnny, obviously, not as long as a lot of people, but I've been wrestling long enough that, you know, we all know that, you know, in the world of independent wrestling, it's more about hoarding yourself out and getting your name out there and all that kind of cool stuff. But at the end of the day, there's very, very few that are, you know, that are making a good living or whatever. So our mission statement or goal with Showtime Wrestling is, you know, if you're gonna drive and you're gonna waste a Saturday, not waste, but, you know, if you're gonna have a Saturday away from your family and your friends, we try to provide a really fun locker room atmosphere where nobody's on eggshells and everybody gets along, and you're not sitting there wondering what so and so thought about your hip toss, or, you know, I mean, granted, we're not gonna have these fat slobs that have to wrestle in t-shirts. They won't be wrestling, but the thing, you know, we have good workers, a great locker room environment. Johnny and myself, you know, especially I live here in Albany, so, you know, I'm out doing local. I do the local news every week, and then radio, and, you know, hoard the flyers everywhere. So, I guess long story short is, what we try to do is make you know a comfortable environment where you can work in front of a few hundred fans consistently, and put on a great show. It's a fun family environment. We're one of the very few feds to have our alcohol license. Our venue is an old theater with a balcony, and it's very cool. It's a very cool, intimate atmosphere for wrestling. You know, you can bring your kids, but, you know, if you want to have a cocktail, you can also do that. So we try to just provide, we try to make it different than a lot of other things, but we try to make it, you know, it's affordable. It's $8 for adults, $5 for kids. So it's just it's a really cool, enjoyable, different thing for the, especially in this area, because wrestling hasn't been relevant in Albany in years since the Alice Springs Skating Ring in 1984. So it was cool, and I'm proud and happy to say that, you know, I feel like I was a big part in bringing it back to this area. So in a nutshell, that's Showtime Wrestling for you, baby.
All right, well, guys, we've got a caller. Let's see who we have. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this?
This is the man. You got two pussy boys sitting in there, two pretty boys, talking about they can wrestle, and they know who I'm talking about.
This is the guy on the call. He sounds like a guy that has a bunch of dirty pictures on his cell phone. Call me crazy. What's up,
how's it going, guys? How's it going?
Going good. It's Ox.
This is the big Ox. So, but they do have a good show going down there, Jonathan. It's a hell of a show.
Yeah.
And it makes me proud that I can be associated with them and helping them out any way I can. And they have had packed houses every time I've been there. So it's a damn good show. And it's taking us back to the old school wrestling. You know me. You know how I am. I'm old school from the hip all the way up. All the way up. So, but a lot of good things going on down there, and I think they got a lot of good things coming, too.
Well, that's probably the sweetest thing you've ever said to me, Ox. I have my little heart's melting.
I hear you. But Jonathan's got a lot of good things going on, too, this side of town, too. So we need to get some of those guys up here, Jonathan, so we can get them a little more attention up this way.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to Professor Morte and see what we can do.
Oh, yeah. And everything. So a lot of good things going and a lot of shows going around the area. I was down in Blakely, Georgia last weekend and had a hell of a show down there. So I wanted to
did that go well with Cowboy Dennis Gale and then? That show turn out good?
Yeah. They probably had 500 people in there.
What?
Wow. Yeah, they had a hell of a show. 5 matches, and they were all real good matches. And the biggest thing I thought was entertaining for me was 2 Hall of Famers in the same building at the same time, Bob Armstrong and Ron Simmons.
Oh.
And that's a rarity that you probably would never see any in the state of Georgia is 2 of them all in the same building at the same time.
No doubt.
And everything, but I just wanted to call in and say good luck to everybody and let everybody know that that is a good show down there and everything. If you can make it south, then come on down and enjoy the show with us down there, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to get some perspective that's not the guys that put the show together.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
A positive one. Woo.
They're 2 assholes anyway, so.
Wait, we never claim them to be assholes, okay?
Two pretty boys. Both of them probably going to get their ass whipped Saturday night. And I know Bam Stone probably going to take Johnny and throw him from one side of the ring to the other side. So. Just come on down and see the ass whipping of the night. So.
That's worth $8 right here.
Yeah. Hell, I might sneak in there and get a shot in somewhere.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right, guys, y'all take it easy. And I'm a continue listening to the show, so get y'all's word in there. So everybody have a good night, and I'll see you soon.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, Ox. So, Dab, I know you, I think you recently worked at RPW. Do you guys get out to other shows very often?
Yeah, you know, when we can, man. You know, it's just, with me, it's, I don't know. I mean, the RPW was a really cool experience, and I will be back there on Sunday. And, yeah, you know, we travel as much as we can that's feasible. You know, it's just, We both got a lot of stuff going on. I'm trying to pursue more kind of acting and TV kind of gigs. So I do travel when I can, but this is my baby here. Like I said, I put my bread and butter here in Albany, and like I said, anytime I can travel somewhere that's reasonable or somewhere that's worth it for me, I'm all on it. I think I kind of speak for Johnny on that same way. I didn't mean to speak for Johnny, but I think I did speak for Johnny on the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we just, if something hits us up and they're like, hey, can you have us? We're like, it's reasonable. And, you know, I mean, with Showtime, you know, for the most part, we're making more money. Not like we make crazy amounts of money, but more money than we would make traveling around for, you know, every single weekend. So it just has to be justified to go somewhere.
Who are you taking on at Rampage this Sunday, Dad?
Yeah, I really don't know. Sorry,
Mike
probably
Payne.
Right in between a chicken bite.
I think it's Mike Payne, from what I've heard.
I don't know. Anybody? I'm open for any challenge. Hopefully by eating all this chicken and doing my spinning classes, I'll be back in shape by Sunday. What you think? Isn't that how it works? 1 week of chicken and spinning, and you're in shape again?
Yeah, of course.
That's the memo I got, anyway. I don't know.
All All right. Well, we need to take a commercial break, but did you guys have anything else you wanted to talk about Showtime or anything else?
No, just a quick plug. Again, it's Saturday, bell time, 7:30. Family-friendly environment, $8 for adults, $5 for kids, full concessions, full bar, really cool venue, air conditioner, no goats, no hayfield. So come on
air
out
conditioner
and
is
enjoy
a big
some,
selling
enjoy
point.
some good old-fashioned wrestling.
I'd also like to plug, our champion, Jason Falcone. I know he don't get as much shine as he should, but he'll be defending his title. Great guy, up and comer. I'm going to see great things out of him in the next couple of years. So.
All right, and your show is monthly, right?
Yeah, pretty much monthly. Sometimes it's 5 weeks, sometimes it's four. Just depends on the what we got going.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck this Saturday and Sunday, for that matter. And we'll get you guys back on some point in the future to find out how everything went.
Sounds good. Hey, and don't forget our deal from last time, Jonathan. If I get signed to a major company, I will get a Wrestling with Pop Culture Tramp stamp. I hadn't forgot.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right, brother. Y'all take care, and thanks for having us on.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Rick Michaels.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Red Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined by this week's guest co-host once again, Johnny Danger. And our next guest is someone that we're both pretty familiar with. Johnny Danger has had his share of dealings with him in PCW and PWR and maybe elsewhere, I'm not sure. But his name is Rick Michaels. How are you tonight, Rick?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing all right. So, where are you currently holding titles? Because last time we had you on, you had titles pretty much everywhere.
Well, let's see. Went from seven titles to, let's see, zero titles.
Oh, okay.
Ouch.
Yeah. They all seem to vanish very quickly, but the bookings haven't vanished. So staying extremely booked, so that's the real important part. But I have a tag team title match this Saturday. A couple of weeks ago I was the PWA, Peach State Wrestling, heavyweight champion, and Simon Sermon finagled his way into getting the title back. So, but this week in Carrollton, Georgia, a tag team title match. It's going to be me by myself against Tommy Too Much and Simon Sermon. So, hopefully the next time we talk, I'll be one half or the tag team champions at Peach State.
Yeah, and just so you know, Larry Goodman has just joined us, so I'm guessing he's got some questions for you.
Yes! Larry, you're off. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I didn't want to interrupt.
No, I was just saying you were awesome. I supposed to do the clap, clap, clap after I said that?
No. I just had one question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, as somebody who's been around this state now, what, 15 years?
22 years, whatever, November the 10th, 1991. I think that's 22 years.
Okay. As you go around, and you get around to about as many places as anybody, where do you see rays of hope for wrestling in Georgia, and where do you see despair?
The rays of hope. There's a couple of promotions that I work for right now that are that just keep growing and growing. Peach State, of course, is my home. I love Peach State. I have nothing but respect for Shane Knowles on a business and personal level. As far as a ray of hope of a promotion that is completely turned around, I have to say, is NWA Atlanta. When I first started working there a few years ago, it was different, to say the least. But it's taken on new assistants in the back, helping with booking and everything. My opinion, the owners of NWA Atlanta had always had a great business sense about them, as far as getting fans in there and stuff like that. But the wrestling aspect, they needed work on. They've partnered up with Crew Jones, who has completely turned it around. And I see NWA Atlanta as a huge ray of hope, growing bigger and bigger every time I work for them.
How about on an individual level, not on a promotional level, where you see, like, you know, real, you know, players or potential players coming up in Georgia?
Right off the top of my head, I can, and I'm sure after I answer this, I'll get two or three text messages from guys going, "Hey, why didn't you put me over?"
No doubt.
But the two guys that really stand out in my mind are Kevin Blue and Zach Daniels. Kevin Blue, from the first time I'd ever seen him in Clayton, Georgia, and before that I had read his name on the internet, saw where, you know, he was wrestling at every, you know, all these different shows, but had never met him. Finally met him in Clayton, and really just I saw something really really special about him. He had a passion for wrestling that I hadn't seen in forever, and I've worked with him and given him some pointers and you know, some advice here and there, but I really the only issue or the only problem is he's a loyalist. He's very loyal to the company he works for, which is a good thing, but yet can be bad because a lot of times he you know, if he doesn't want to go venture out, so to speak, but he's working on that. He's doing real good at Anarchy, which is, you know, which is great for him. And he's back at APW, so he's staying in the ring and working on, you know, working on his craft. Like I said, I see a lot of big things out of him. Zach Daniels is another one who has started getting back into taking a lot of bookings. He's back up there with us at Peach State. He's now at NWA Atlanta. He and I worked each other on the last show in Gainesville, and you know, he's picked up the concept of calling it in the ring, so to speak, and he's gotten really good at that. Super talented guy, and like I said, right off the top of my head, those are two guys. One other guy I would have to say, who's come so far and come a long way, Matt Sales, from when he used to flip the lights for us at NWA Wildside on the Friday night shows. He's come so far, but like I said, those three guys right there really stand out the most to me that I can think right off the top of my head.
Thank you. One other thing, from the thing that I've been reflecting on from going to the Anarchy show Saturday night was, like, I hear old-time guys talking about bemoaning how baby faces don't sell enough. And
right.
The thing that stood out to me was the selling of the baby faces on that show. Michael Judas, Jeremy Vane, off the charts, and that kid Joey Reimer. That their selling is part of what made that show so good. Your thoughts on that?
Selling is the number one. Ricky Morton made it famous. I mean, Ricky Morton could look at the crowd, sell so good, turn around, look at the crowd, and just reach out like he was trying to get them to come in the ring and help him.
Yes.
And it was such magic, and he could light up a crowd of 10,000. Selling is, in my opinion, because the business is so easy to get into, selling is a lost art. Jeremy V, the fact that you mentioned his name is not surprising. Bill and I had a term for him when he first came into NWA Wildside, and it was called a sell monkey, because he would sell so good. Jeremy V, he's exceptional at selling. Guys, it's become a lost art because there's so many egos in the business that guys don't want to sell because they think it makes them look weak.
Yes.
They think it makes them look weak to sell and get beat up, and they don't understand that selling is how you get the people behind you. You know, sitting there cheering and getting them to rah, rah, rah behind you and all that mess and clapping your hands and clapping the mat and doing all that stuff. If you knew how to sell, you wouldn't have to do that because you will have the people so emotionally involved in what you're doing. When they see you in pain and they see you grimace, all you have to do is look at them and it brings them out of their seats. But guys don't do that because they go through the motions now. It's, oh, okay, I saw this on Monday Night Raw or I saw this on TNA, or I saw this on Ring of Honor, so now I'm going to go do it. And they can go through the motions, and they can do a pretty move, but can you sell? Can you tell a story? And guys can't. It's a lost art.
All right. Anything else, Larry?
No, thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Kind of on the similar note, Rick, especially as of late, but it seems like wherever there's controversy in the Georgia wrestling scene, you're either right in the middle of it or not far away.
The case for, the last 22 years.
Right, but of course you're calling because you're going to be wrestling at Peach State again this Saturday, and that's where some of the recent stuff was going on, which has kind of played out still playing out, I guess, with your falling out with the Exotic One. So how do you feel about all that, everything that went on there, and then, of course, even the Empire defection from UIW and showing up at Peach State the next week and things like that?
I was kind of shocked on the whole Empire showing up. Had no idea that was even going to be happening. As far as I knew, they were in UIW that night. And next thing I know, they're standing in the ring at Peach State. So that was, kind of a shock to me. And the whole Exotic Ones thing, Simon and I had worked everything out over the course of the past year. And then we all formed together, had the four Exotic Ones, and when you've got four cooks, four chefs in a kitchen or four chiefs and nobody really wants to back down and everybody wants to stand at the forefront, it kind of makes for a odd, interesting relationship. And I felt like that with Tommy and Stoney Hooker and Simon Sermon, I was kind of, especially when I had my run as the Peach State heavyweight champion, I was kind of put in the back burner in the group. And, once I had lost the title, Simon felt that there needed to be a leader, and he felt it to be him. And, it was never about who was a leader to me. It was about a cohesive unit. And if the unit's not cohesive, then it's just not going to work. So I have since parted ways. And Saturday should be very interesting. I'm going to bring back a little bit of attitude that I used to have at NWA Wildside. So I'm going to leave the makeup and the sparklies at the house, and I'm bringing back a little bit of NWA Wildside fire, so to speak.
All right, and as you mentioned Zach Daniels earlier, and of course you faced him at the last PWR event, so I'm guessing you'll be involved in the next one coming up. But there was a lot happened at that show, too, that most of us, we've already talked a good deal about on this show and elsewhere.
Yeah, and I refuse to even acknowledge any of that ridiculousness. It's like a pimple that is small and just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so, next question, because I'm not even going to acknowledge that debacle even happened. So,
Jonathan, tag me in, bro. Tag me in.
Yeah, no, not while I'm on here. We're not going to even acknowledge that, it was a show. Shows happen every week. That whole debacle has got enough press, and so we'll just let that one go.
All right. Well,
use that time to plug www.facebook.com/wrestleware. Yeah, we'll use it for that. And also, just want to throw this out here, August the 31st in Blue Ridge, another promoter that I really enjoy working for, Big Woods Awesome, is August 31st in Blue Ridge, David Young and I will be reuniting for one night only. We reunite Bad Attitude.
Rick, I hear you will have a manager on that show.
Oh, Larry, you did a run-in. Yeah, that was going to be my next big thing. Not only tagging with David is exciting for me and means a lot to me, but Bill Behrens will be the man that put us together, the man that gave us the name. A man that I've had a love-hate relationship with for the last few years, but have a lot of respect for, and am as excited as a little kid at Christmas. He will be making the whole day complete. He will be managing David and myself that night. And he will have the trusty NWA tennis racket with him.
Are you going to come out and say who it is, or should we speculate based on what you just said?
Bill Behrens.
Oh, okay. I think Johnny wants to ask you something, so go for it, Johnny.
Go ahead.
All right, hot tag to Johnny Danger.
All right.
Mr. Michaels, you know, our paths have crossed several times in the past, but I wanted to tell you and anybody who's listening that you're actually the favorite guy I've been in the ring with. I've learned something from you every time, and I think if there were more people in the business like Rick Michaels, it would be an even better place.
Wow. Thank you very much. That means a lot to me. You know, a lot of guys have their opinions of me, and some good, some bad, but at the end of the day, this business is my life, and it's cliche for guys to say they eat, sleep, and breathe it, but I literally do. And from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, and sometimes even in my dreams, I'm thinking about wrestling, and all I want to do is entertain and help guys and learn some new stuff that I can learn. You know, you never stop learning. And this business is literally, figuratively, my life, and always has been, and always will be. And Johnny, that means a whole lot to me that you said that. And you know, I'm not going to keep talking because I'll get emotional.
We also have.
Well, hey, now,
go ahead.
Now John, that I've kissed your ass a little, maybe I can get a little dirt out of you.
All right, what do you want?
So we were talking about PWR, and Jonathan alluded to the fact that you and Zach Daniels faced off for the World Championship, and Zach Daniels walked out with that title. I'm wondering where that leaves the reckoning after the roster shakeups, and will that group continue?
I have no idea. Only time will tell. You know, I'll be honest with you, I as much as I love this business and respect this business, at the end of the day, it is a business. And the two things that I've set out that I have to do is, one, I have to have fun, and two, I have to make money. You know, nobody wants to go to their job when they work 9 to 5. Nobody wants to go to their job and work for free. So that's the way, you know, that's the way I take my point of view on this business. And, you know, so we'll, you know, we'll see what, you know, I never say never in this business. And we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. There may be a reckoning, there may not, but, you know, we'll just see. That's,
do you plan on being at the PWR show?
As of my partner just showed me the other day the PWR poster for the upcoming show, and I noticed that I was already advertised on the poster and really haven't committed to anything yet, so, you know, I, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know. So
okay.
We'll just have to wait and see. But as far as the match goes, Zach, once again, I have nothing but respect for him. I did what I thought needed to be done, and you know, anytime I get to work with you know, with Zach Daniels, I'm cool with it. It's not about at the end of the day, it's not about winning, it's not about losing, it's not about titles. It's whether the fans are entertained. If the fans are entertained, then they're the winners, and that's who you want to win at the end of a match, is the fans. So that's my take on it.
We've got a caller that's been on hold for a few minutes. I'm assuming someone wants to ask you a question, Rick, so let's see who we have.
All right.
Caller, you're on the line.
Rick Michaels.
Hello?
Rick Michaels, it's Tim Dix. How you doing?
Hello, Tim Dix. How in the world are you?
I'm doing well. You plugged the show on the 24th?
I am the 24th. I am in NWA Atlanta. I am I'm not on the I was already booked for that day, so I'm not on the Barnesville show, but I will say that that's another growing promotion that is growing and very good to work for. What's Legends of the South? Legends of the South in Barnesville, Georgia. They have a great promotion there, and it's growing.
That's cool.
So I enjoyed my show with them
the other night. Rick, it's good to see that you're in good health and your in-ring abilities look really crisp and sharp as usual. It was a lot of fun to see the original judging one more time.
Well, thank you. And it's like I told you in the ring, it was a mark-out moment for me to have you announcing one of my matches again. So nothing but respect for you. So thank you very much, sir.
And we will have you back, that's for sure. You're going to be part of the promotion. I'm feeling confident of that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Tim.
Have a good evening.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Well, Rick, where else are you going to be in the next few weeks? Have you already
Let's see. The 24th, this week, of course, Carrollton, Georgia. The 24th for NWA Atlanta, and the 31st. The NWA Atlanta, by the way, has got the NWA Georgia tournament going on, NWA Georgia heavyweight title tournament going on,
right,
which I'm a big fan of because I was the last NWA Georgia heavyweight champion before it was changed to NWA Wildside. So hopefully I will go through this tournament and come out the new NWA Georgia champion. But the 31st, Larry Goodman, you're going to be attending this 31st show, are you not?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, it's the reuniting of Bad Attitude, Rick Michaels, and David Young for the first time in 15 years. So, and managed by Show Business Incorporated's very own Bill Behrens. So that's what we've got coming up for the rest of this month, and then September the 7th. We're back in Carrollton for another Peach State show, and it's a big, huge, giant surprise for that show.
All right. Well, we look forward to finding out what that surprise is, and I guess that's it. So, of course, people can get wrestling gear made by Rick Michaels through WrestleWear, as
yes.
I mentioned earlier.
Facebook.com/WrestleWear.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, Rick. Good luck against your former partners in the Exotic Ones.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate it. And again, thank you, Johnny, and Larry, it's always an honor to speak with you.
Same here.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, so I guess that's the end of tonight's show. Thanks to Larry Goodman and Johnny Danger. Next week, we're going to talk to the Black Baron, who has never been on the show, actually. He's going to be part of the Fireman's show. I forget the name of it right now, but it's something he does every year. And I'm not sure who our other guest will be, but any big shows coming up this weekend that we haven't already talked about, Larry?
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of the show. I think I'll be at UIW for Jeter Buchanan.
Yeah, we mentioned that, and he, of course, is the new Anarchy champion, which, were you there for that?
Yes, tremendous match, tremendous match.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it, but I was looking. Did you write a report of that show? I haven't seen
one. Yeah, it is up on GWH News. The full report on Anarchy from Saturday night is there.
Okay. All right, and then UIW on Saturday. I believe Rampage is this Sunday as well.
They are. Correct.
Which we mentioned that earlier as well, because Dab Savage will be there. I think that covers most of the major shows. If not, you can find all those listings at gwhnews.com.
PCW will be back this Saturday as well, guys.
Right. Okay, well, Johnny, I don't know if you're planning on calling in again next week, but you are welcome to, as are you, Larry, anytime. Especially now that we don't have a co-host.
That still remains a mystery who that's going to be, eh?
Yeah, well, Johnny Danger's doing a fine job. I don't know if he's interested in doing it on a weekly basis, but...
we'll talk about it.
Yeah. All right, well, either way, thanks for being part of this week's show, and we'll see if we have Johnny Danger back next week, and we'll be back next week at 7 o'clock.
For listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.